Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm a teacher, and this is something that happened a couple of years ago. It was during my fourth year teaching at the high school that I still currently teach at. I teach math, and had four different classes throughout the day that semester. It kept me very busy between teaching, preparing lessons, and grading assignments. One day, about a month into the school year, I was teaching like any other. It was the first hour of the day, and I was in the middle of going through a problem on the whiteboard. That's when the phone rang in my classroom. I paused what I was doing and walked over to answer it. I was told the school was being locked down, but I wasn't told why. After that, the announcement came over the entire school intercom. Some of the kids in class started to talk and asked me what the cause of the lockdown was. I honestly didn't know, and I told them that. I did what I was supposed to do and turned out the lights and locked the doors. I instructed the students to the back of the classroom. There were 20 kids in my class, and they all did what I said, but still wanted to know why we were in a lockdown. I knew this was not a drill, and I was pretty curious myself. I went to my desk and sat down in the chair. Then we all just waited. Minutes went by, which felt like forever. After about 10 minutes, my cell phone started vibrating. It was on top of my desk, and I picked it up to see who was calling me. It was a number that I didn't recognize. I was about to let it ring, but I thought it was possibly information about the lockdown. It may have been from another teacher whose number I didn't have yet. It could have been from another staff member as well. That's what was going through my mind in the moment. At the last minute, I accepted the call. I held the phone up to my ear and listened as I heard a man start to speak. I didn't really recognize his voice. He spoke professionally and told me that I was needed in the principal's office immediately. I asked why, and I was told that it would be discussed when I got there. I was very confused. I said I couldn't leave my class, and I was told that I needed to go anyways. Then he hung up. I saw my students looking at me, no doubt wondering what I was told on the phone. Then one of them spoke up and asked. I told them the truth and said somebody asked me to the principal's, and I really didn't know why. I was debating whether I should go or not. I got up from my desk and walked over to the door. Then I looked out the window and into the hallway. It was very empty. But then I saw someone. It was sort of far to the left, just barely in my sight. There was a man standing there wearing all black, including a ski mask. I quickly moved back after seeing him. One of the students asked me if I was going to go, and I said no, I wasn't. I told everyone to stay at the back of the class, and I joined them. I had no clue who the person in the hallway was, but the fact that they were wearing a ski mask could not be good. They were likely the reason for the lockdown. I didn't want my students to know that the person was so close, though. Things were very silent for a few minutes. We couldn't hear anything from out in the hallways. It felt like forever. And the more time that went by, the more worried I became. I got another phone call on my phone from the same number, but I ignored it. They called back again, and at that point, I turned off my phone entirely. We all waited in the classroom for almost an hour. Finally, I got another call on my phone in the classroom. I walked over and picked it up. I was told that the lockdown was over, and then there was an announcement over the intercom letting us know. Class was over, and I let the students out. When I found out more details from the lockdown, I couldn't believe it. The person in the ski mask was a former student of our high school. He was also a former student of mine, who I had failed. He came back to the school, and he was the one who called me on my cell phone as well. I'm not sure how he got my number, but he did. He was trying to get me out of my classroom. I'm not sure what he was planning to do then, possibly attack me. I don't want to think about that. Luckily, he was spotted by a faculty member, which sent the school into a lockdown. Eventually, the police came and were able to locate the suspect and catch him, although he was able to evade them for quite a while. I still can't believe it, even to this day. I can't imagine what would have happened had I left the classroom. It was too strange, though, and I never really seriously considered it. I could tell that something was really suspicious. Still, I will never forget seeing him in the hallway. It was one of the scariest sights of my life. This happened when I was in high school. For some detail, I'm a female and was a junior at the time this took place. I used to walk to school and back every day because I lived pretty close to the school. So it would usually take me around 10 to 15 minutes to walk there, and I would take sidewalks basically the entire way. One morning, I left when I usually did at about 7:30 a.m. because school started at 7:50. After walking out the front door and leaving my house with my backpack, I saw a car on the side of the street. It was right in front of the sidewalk where I would walk past. I had never seen it before, so I didn't know who it was. I planned to just go right past it, but when I did, I saw the passenger side window rolling down. Somebody said something, and I looked over. The car was an older, dark gray BMW, and the driver was a young-looking guy, but seemed to be a little bit older than me. He then asked me if I needed a ride to school. I had never seen this guy before and didn't think that he even went to my school. He told me his name was, I think, Ryan, but I can't remember exactly. He said which school he went to, which happened to be a school in the next city over. Then he said that he was good friends with Erica, who happened to be one of my best friends. Apparently, he was going to pick her up, and she asked him to pick me up as well and give us both rides to school. I said no thanks. I had never heard Erica talk about this guy before, and it just seemed really weird. The guy asked me why not, and I said maybe some other time. I wanted to confirm with Erica if she knew this guy at all. I figured there was a chance that she was friends with him, but she hadn't said anything to me about this. Obviously, it was a little bit suspicious. The guy seemed disappointed, but ultimately said okay. I kept walking down the street as he pulled away in his car and drove past me. But right when he got past me, he stopped his car on the road. He rolled down his window again and said, "Last chance." I said no again, and then he finally drove off. I walked the rest of the way to school and got there at basically my normal time. As I was walking, I texted Erica about it. In that semester of high school, my first hour class was English. By the time I got to class, I had gotten a response from Erica. I usually didn't get to see her before school because our first hour classes were on the opposite ends of the school from each other. She said that she didn't even know who I was talking about. I had a feeling that's what she was going to say. This was a mystery to me of who this guy really was and why he tried to pick me up in his car. He knew that I had a friend named Erica, and he also knew where I went to school, but I didn't know him at all. During that same first hour English class, probably about 30 minutes in, the school went into a lockdown. I had no clue what it was for at the time. We had never had a lockdown before in my entire time at the school, just a few drills. We were all told to sit at the back of the class. The classroom lights were turned off, and the door was locked by our teacher. We all sat in mostly silence for what felt like a really long time. It didn't really last that long though, it was probably about 20 minutes. Eventually, the lockdown was lifted. By that time, we were all very curious as to what was going on. By the end of the day, I had found out. A man apparently walked into the school after class had started and right past the receptionist. The only door that was open after class started was the front door. He was then spotted by a hall monitor who asked him for a pass. The guy walked past him without saying anything and went to the locker commons. Then he hid there and the school was locked down. Unfortunately, the guy ran out from the locker commons to the nearest exit and was able to get out. The school and property was searched, but he had gotten away. It was good that he was gone, but it was also bad that he wasn't caught. Some of us were wondering where he went, but it could have been anywhere. There was large woods behind our school, and I think they pretty much gave up on the search when they found out he wasn't on the school property anymore. Still, I had no clue who the guy was who had been inside the school. I didn't even connect the dots at all. After school that day, I walked home like I always did. I was less than halfway there when I once again saw the car that was at my house earlier. I got a bad feeling. This guy was not who he claimed to be, and I knew that. The car was parked on the side of the road again, on the side that I had to walk past. I sped up and started walking faster. But when I got even with the car, once again, I heard him say something. His window was already down, and the guy said hi. I looked over and said hi, all while continuing to walk. He then told me to stop. I didn't, and ignored him. Then he said, "You know I was in your school earlier." I stopped and couldn't believe what I was hearing. He then started to laugh, and it was really creepy. He basically bragged about how they had locked the school down, and he managed to escape. As he was saying this, he opened his car door and got out. I walked even faster until the guy started to run. Then, at that point, I had to start running too. Unfortunately, it seemed as though he was a little bit faster than I was. I could tell that he was gaining on me. I left the sidewalk and ran out into the middle of the road. Then came possibly one of the luckiest moments of my entire life. A car started driving down that otherwise quiet road. I ran straight for the car, and when I got close, noticed that it was somebody that I actually knew. It was one of my classmates, a guy named Matt. He saw me and stopped his car. I ran for the passenger side, while the man chasing me continued to come after me and was about 20 feet back. I got inside of Matt's car and told him to lock the doors. The guy chasing reached the car moments later. The doors locked, and the guy tried getting in and then began pounding on the door when he couldn't. Matt asked me who this guy was, and I told him to just get out of there. He drove away, with the guy standing in the street. I explained to Matt as I got out my phone to call the police. I told them everything, and Matt dropped me off at my house a short time later. The police came out and talked with me and my parents, and said that they would look out for the car that I described. That same day, the man was located by the police. He had been stalking me for several days without me even knowing. I'm not sure exactly why he went into our school. Maybe he was waiting for me to get back to my locker. He could have honestly passed for a student because he looked young, but he was actually in his mid-20s and not a student at all. This was years ago now, but I still remember it all the time. I'm really glad Matt was driving by when he did. I don't know what would have happened to me if not. One day, I was in school for a seemingly average Thursday. I was a senior in high school and in my third hour history class. This was one of my favorite classes because the teacher was really cool. For this story, I'll just call him Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith was very laid back and would give us a lot of time to do homework in class. We would rarely have any actual homework because we could get it all done before we left. He would teach for a bit in the beginning, and then the end of class would pretty much be like study hall. We could talk and get work done. He would even let us go on our phones or listen to music as we worked. So on this day, it was a normal class period. I often had my headphones in as I studied, and I did on this day. We were working on our assignment, and I got done early. I would joke around with Mr. Smith sometimes, as did other students. I remember that I went up to him to turn in my assignment, and he asked me if I wanted to do him a favor. He said that he had to give back some iPads to another teacher. We had used them the previous day for a group assignment thing. There were about 10 iPads in this carrying case. I was happy to do this because it was something to do to get out of class. He wrote me a pass, and I took the iPad case. It was supposed to go to a teacher's classroom that was a little ways away. I left the classroom with my headphones still in, and I unpaused my music. Then I started walking through the empty hallways to the other teacher's classroom. At this point, there was probably about 15 minutes left of class. Soon, I reached the classroom that I was supposed to go to. I tried opening the door, but it was locked. I could see in the window as well that all of the lights were off. I found this a bit odd, but quickly figured that the teacher wasn't there. She probably didn't teach a class during this hour or something. I turned around and started to head back to my classroom. I walked about halfway back when I saw something up ahead. There was a spot where two hallways intersected a ways up. I saw a man up ahead who I didn't recognize. He clearly wasn't a teacher, and I didn't think he worked at the school either. It struck me as suspicious right away. I only saw him for about a second or two because he passed by one hallway and into the other. He didn't look in my direction at all. The problem was that he was walking in the direction that my classroom was in. I kept walking up ahead, and when I got to where the man had walked past, I stopped and looked down the hallway first. When I did, I saw the guy again. He was a long ways down, near where my classroom was. It appeared as though he was looking for something. I didn't want to go down there, and I started walking in the opposite direction. I took out my headphones at that point. Everything was silent. I didn't really know where I was going anymore, and I was trying to figure out what exactly was going on. After walking around the empty hallways for like 5 minutes, I thought maybe the man was gone by then, and I started heading back for my class. When I got back to the hallway where I had last seen him, he was gone. I was just glad to see this, and I started walking down the hallway for my class. Just a few steps later, though, I heard footsteps coming from behind me and around the corner. They were going towards me, and there were some bathrooms right there, so I just went inside. I didn't know who the person was, but I really didn't want them to see me. By now, I figured that they weren't supposed to be in the school. After going inside of the bathroom, at first, I just waited inside. But when the footsteps got closer, I moved into one of the stalls. The guy passed by and did not go inside. I waited a little while longer before looking out of the bathroom. When I did, I saw that the person was a ways down the hallway, once again near where my class was. I left the bathroom and quickly tried to walk to the other hallway, away from this guy. I must have been loud or something when I did, because as I was walking, I heard movement behind me. I looked and saw the guy looking right at me. He turned and started walking in my direction. The guy was really far behind me, at least over 100 feet. I walked as quickly as possible out of that hallway and took another one. By this point, I just wanted to get out of the school or far away from the guy. I walked down that hallway for a while and then took a left to another one. I was going to the stairs to go down to the first floor. As I approached the stairs, though, I heard somebody coming up the stairs. I stopped and didn't know who this person could be. When they came into view, I saw that it was a police officer. He asked me what I was doing, and I asked him what was going on. He told me that the school was under a lockdown, and they were searching for a suspicious man. I pointed him in the direction that I had last seen him. Then I went downstairs and saw several more officers. I showed them my student ID, and we found a nearby classroom, and I had to wait inside there until the lockdown was over. It lasted for probably about 15 more minutes, and then it ended. We were let out, and by then, it was time for the next class period. I'm not sure who that guy was, or what he was even doing. I also don't know how he got into our school, either. I hadn't been able to hear that we were going into lockdown, though, because my headphones were in, and I couldn't hear anything. Looking back, if I would have known, I would have tried to go into any classroom. I don't know what would have happened to me if that guy caught up with me, either. But I'm glad I didn't have to find out. Alright, so picture this. I'm called in as a substitute teacher for a class that missed out on a field trip. The regular teacher and most of the students were out on the field trip, while I was left in charge of 4 students who didn't have their parent permission slips signed. To set the scene, I had just finished subbing for another class. Afterwards, I was asked to sub for this class, and the instructions were pretty straightforward. Play a Mythbusters video for the students, and hand out worksheets to keep them occupied. Sounds easy, right? Well, here's where things took an unexpected turn. Barely a few minutes into class with the video playing, the Fab Four, who seemed to be inseparable buddies, all raised their hands and requested to go to the bathroom. Now, being the laid-back sub that I am, I granted their wish, with a friendly reminder to return soon so we could finish the video together. They nodded eagerly, promising to be back in a jiffy, and headed out to the hallway as I paused the video. As I waited for them to return, a couple of minutes went by. Then, I heard a noise come over the intercom. There was an announcement that the school was now going in a lockdown, and this was not a drill. This put me in a little bit of an odd situation. Panic started to settle in as I realized that these 4 kids were nowhere to be seen. Should I go out and search for them, or should I stick to the lockdown protocols and secure the classroom by locking the doors and turning off the lights? I figured my students should be back any second, and I stood there in my classroom doorway for about another minute or so. In a moment of concern for their well-being, I chose to go find them. I figured they must be hanging out in the nearest bathroom, right? Easy to find, or so I thought. I hurriedly made my way to the hallway, fueled by a mix of worry and determination. I walked to the bathroom as quickly as I could, and I got winded because I'm severely not in shape like I used to be, and I pushed open the bathroom door and knocked. I was hoping to find them and usher them back to the classroom. "Hey guys, we're on lockdown. You need to come back to the classroom," I called out, my voice echoing through the empty bathroom. But to my surprise, there was no response, not a peep. As confusion grew, I cautiously pushed the bathroom door open wider, half expecting them to jump out. But that wasn't the case. The bathroom was empty, not a single person in sight. My heart sank. Where on earth did these students go? I couldn't dwell on it for long, though, because my priority was to get back to my classroom. If the students had wandered off, then that was their fault. They would likely be found by another faculty member. With a mix of anxiety and haste, I retraced my steps, making my way back to the classroom that I was in charge of. I went inside and remained by the door. 10 long minutes went by, which felt like a whole hour, and still there was no sign of my students. Just when I was about to lose my cool from all the suspense, I heard this weird noise coming from inside the classroom. I quickly scanned the room, hoping to figure out where it was coming from, but there was nothing there, just an empty and super quiet classroom. I tried to tell myself it was just my mind playing tricks on me, but then I heard it again. This time, my eyes locked onto this person crouched behind a desk at the back of the room. I cautiously approached, my voice trembling when I asked, "Who's there?" I was praying it was just a student playing an elaborate prank, but to my dismay, the figure that rose up from beyond the desk was no student. It was a man, a complete stranger, and certainly not a student. I freaked out and sprinted out of the classroom immediately, desperate to find help. Now, as a grown adult, you're probably wondering why I bolted and didn't stay in the room and fight him. Well, like I said, I'm not as young as I used to be, and I'm not in shape, so the odds of me winning a fight protecting myself are like 4 out of 10. I pounded on the door of the nearest classroom, and thankfully, the teacher opened the door. Their expression quickly turned to concern as they listened to my explanation of what had happened. Without wasting a second, they dialed the school principal and alerted her about the new situation. Soon enough, the school became filled with activity as police officers were everywhere in the hallways. It turned out that the stranger I had encountered was the very person the school had been locked down for. He must have snuck into my classroom when I was down the hall looking for my students. This realization made my mind go black as I thought about all the possibilities that could have happened if I didn't run away from my classroom. It turned out that the missing students had taken refuge in another teacher's classroom. Nobody had thought to inform me, though. Rumors began to circulate that this intruder had ulterior motives, with whispers of him searching for someone specific, or possibly carrying a weapon. The details remained vague, and the school kept the information tightly under wraps. Looking back on that day, I'm just grateful that everybody was okay. After that crazy incident, I needed some serious time off. When I finally went back to teaching, I had a whole new perspective. I will certainly never forget that day. This happened when I was 15 years old and a sophomore in high school. I was hanging out with a couple of friends before school started. We were just standing around talking about dumb stuff that 15-year-olds do. Soon, the warning bell rang and we had to go our separate ways to attend our classes. I took my time heading to my class because my teacher, Coach Thompson, was pretty laid back and didn't mind if I was a bit late. He usually started class a few minutes late anyways because he was also a sports coach and was always busy with that stuff. As I made my way to class, the school bell rang again. School was now starting, and I would be late, but I didn't think much of it and kept walking. The hallways were now empty. The intercom came back on, and there was an announcement that the school was going under a lockdown. I couldn't understand why. I was pretty confused. Everything seemed fine to me. I kept walking towards my classroom, thinking it might be a false alarm or a drill. When I entered the hallway where my classroom was located, I stopped and froze. At the far end of the hallway, there was a large man wearing a ski mask and all black. He also had combat boots on and a huge black duffel bag around his shoulder. It took me a few seconds to process what was happening. The man in the ski mask hadn't noticed me yet, but then he turned his head and looked in my direction. I quickly ducked back around the corner, scared out of my mind. He had been standing right where my classroom was, so I couldn't go there now. The hallways were completely empty, and I started to panic. I knew the school pretty well, as I'd been there plenty of times prior to my sophomore year, so I went to the nearest place I knew, which was a nearby bathroom. I was hoping to stay safe in there until everything was over. I sat in a bathroom stall, trying to listen for any sounds, praying that the man wouldn't come inside. During the time in there, I was terrified, and I didn't dare make a noise. I stayed in the bathroom, trying to calm myself down from hyperventilating. For maybe around 30 minutes, I was in there. It was completely quiet, and I couldn't hear much. But at one point, I did hear footsteps and it really freaked me out. I really don't know who it was, but luckily they moved past where I was, and then things went back to being silent. I just hoped whoever that guy I had seen was would not enter the bathroom. Finally, I decided that I would leave. I hadn't heard anything in the longest time. I thought it might be safer to get out of there, and I stepped out. When I did, I noticed the hallways were still empty and quiet. The lockdown was still in effect, and I had no idea what was happening. I cautiously started speed walking back towards my classroom, and I was very careful looking all around. I had made it about halfway back when I suddenly heard a noise that made me freeze. It was the sound of footsteps getting closer from the next hallway around the corner. It was happening all over again. I could feel the sinking feeling of the fear and the shock once more. I quickly turned around and went back down another hallway, trying to avoid whoever was coming my way. I glanced back for a split second and saw the man in the ski mask starting to come around the corner. At this point in time, I swear I could have ran a 4-3 flat in the 40-yard dash. For once in my life, I was genuinely running for my life, and nothing else mattered besides that. It was a weird feeling. I didn't care about anything, Not girls I had crushes on, not my homework, not even my job. All I cared about was staying alive for myself. I kept on running. Eventually, I stopped, unable to hear the man behind me anymore. I gathered myself and started walking towards the exit, hoping to find a way out. When I reached the exit, relief flooded over me as I saw multiple police officers outside the school. I ran for the door, and when they saw me, they waved me over. I was able to leave and breathe a sigh of relief. The man inside the school was later caught, but we never found out what his intentions were. The memory of that day haunted me, and my parents ended up putting me in therapy to help me out. No 15-year-old or anybody should have to experience anything like that. It's been about 7 years now, and I'm way better. We returned to our normal routines at school shortly after, and our school had a 24-hour cop for the next year. That made everyone feel a lot safer. I'm happy nobody got hurt, and I was able to make it out alive. I wouldn't wish that experience upon my worst enemy.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.